Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I wanted to share with you a message that we received at our website. Now, you know you can send us email through anxietycoachespodcast@gmail.com. We love receiving those emails, but you can also message us through our website, anxietycoachespodcast.com. You can go there and send us a message or even leave a voicemail that I may play on the show. So I wanted to really thank our listener, J.E., for sending this message in because she shares her healing, and I think this is important for all of you to hear. The message reads, I have been a longtime listener, and your podcast helped me clear away years of living in an anxious state I didn't even know I was in. Also, the protocols in this podcast actually helped me heal away my, quote, essential tremors, unquote, which various MDs had simply said, quote, were normal for some people, end quote. My mother had them, so I assumed that this was just my biology. But through hard work, your program helped my nervous system heal, and I don't have shaky hands for the first time in my life. I haven't heard you mention essential tremors before, and I thought you might want to mention them for your other listeners. Thanks, Gina. And that was from J.E. Thank you so much for sharing your experience and your healing. This is wonderful to know about. And you brought up a great point that I have not talked about, tremor, here on the show. And I haven't talked about the shaking and all of it very much. So just knowing that you were told that this was normal for some people and that you had to then assume because your mother had them that this was a part of your biology and you were just going to have them. I am so glad that this listener took the time, even though she was told that this is just the way it is and it was in your family. A lot of times we just take that and run with it. But she went ahead and actually worked hard, and she did the things that have been suggested to calm the nervous system. And lo and behold, her hands don't shake anymore. This is awesome. I don't have shaky hands for the first time in my life. This is awesome to think that we can make this kind of a change in our life. And it is possible if one person was able to do it, we can have hope for ourselves also. So now, J.E. mentioned essential tremors. So let me talk about that first, and then I will talk about anxiety and some of the other things that we get, you know, the internal vibrations and all of that. But let's just start. I did a little research on essential tremor because she was right. I haven't mentioned it before, and it's not something that I know a lot about. So I looked on the Mayo Clinic website, and this is what I've learned from them. And this is a quote from their website. I'll put a link to this whole essential tremor information in the show notes for you, but you may not need to know anymore. I do have a little piece here that I thought would be of interest to you because our listener mentioned essential tremor. And the Mayo Clinic says, lifestyle and home remedies to reduce or relieve the tremors. And they are very much in line with what we would do here, but they are avoid caffeine. Caffeine and other stimulants can increase tremors. Use alcohol sparingly, if at all. Some people notice that their tremors improve slightly after they drink alcohol, but drinking isn't a good solution. They say tremors tend to worsen once the effects of the alcohol wear off. Also, increasing amounts of alcohol eventually are needed to relieve tremors, which can lead to alcohol use disorder. So, they also go on to say, learn to relax. Stress and anxiety tend to make tremors worse, and being relaxed may improve tremors. Although you can't eliminate all stress from your life, you can change how you react to stressful situations using a range of relaxation techniques, such as massage or meditation. So that was from the Mayo Clinic, and like I said, I will put the link to the website where they were talking about the tremor in the show notes. But I think it's very interesting that the first thing they said was to avoid caffeine. So, of course, this is extremely important. Use alcohol sparingly, if at all. Right on. I'm glad they got it that, you know, the alcohol does relieve it somewhat because it's relaxing you, but the backlash of all of that is actually not good for anxiety. So therefore, it may not be good for the tremors also, because these are extremely closely related. So I hope that part is helpful for you to understand what essential tremor is, because that's what J.E. was talking about. And now I can move forward and talk about tremor and anxiety itself. I'm excited to share today's sponsor, Prolon Life. If you have ever considered water fasting for the incredible health benefits, you are going to love Prolon 5-Day. Thousands of doctors now recommend Prolon to support healthy blood sugar and cardiovascular health. Prolon Life is a plant-based nutrition program. It nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. This induces autophagy or autophagy, the body's internal cellular repair and recycling pathway, which has been linked to improved health and reduced disease. Its scientific formulations provide precise macro and micronutrient ratios that provide the maximum amount of nutrients the body will allow before triggering its nutrient sensing pathways, otherwise promoting growth and accelerating aging. Right now, Prolon is offering the Anxiety Coaches podcast listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/ACP. That's prolonlife.com/ACP for this special offer. Prolon L Nutra. That's prolonlife.com/ACP. I have found the beauty of today's sponsor, OneSkin, to be, first off, how easily these products work together and fit into any skincare routine, including mine. Next, the medical-grade ingredients in the OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer, and right away you're going to feel your skin softer and more hydrated. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm excited to share with you OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging. OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Now, I know a lot of the tremors that people experience may be stress-related and can be worrisome and anxiety-producing, so we do well to understand information and knowledge can be helpful here. So if we can understand body tremors, shaking, trembling, and anxiety symptoms better, we may not be as worked up about it and adding more fuel to the anxious fire. So let's look at some of this. What can be involved? Our arms, hands, feet, legs, your stomach, your sides, all of your body, your chest, your back, your head, your neck, your groin area, your entire body could feel shaky or trembling like a leaf on the tree, or actually vibrating. You can feel like your whole inside is just vibrating. These are all anxiety related. This can happen from your stress levels being too high, your amygdala being triggered, and more hormones of fight or flight being released into your system. And like I said earlier, we all have our own recipe for how we got into anxiety, and we have our own recipe for getting out. We also have our own recipe for what our symptoms and sensations are. Some of us are more stuck up in our head, and it's all about the thoughts. And some of us are extremely physically oriented to our anxiety. We're sweating, or we're shaking. We have all kinds of digestive upsets or hives. You know, we can go on and on with what the symptoms physically can be. You know, my legs vibrate. Somebody else will say, my feet vibrate. It doesn't matter. We're all different. You're going to feel it where you feel it. It doesn't mean that your anxiety is different. It just means that this is your particular body's interpretation of the stress hormones. And it can also feel as though your whole body, like I said, is trembling like a leaf on a tree, just that trembling feeling. It can also feel jittery. This is how I used to feel. Jittery was a word I would have used. The same kind of feeling that too much caffeine would have given me. As a matter of fact, after I had given up caffeine, which I think I gave it up for about 12 years, if I am remembering correctly, when I went back to having regular coffee, I was having decaf coffee throughout those years. But when I went back to having regular coffee, one cup was fine. But maybe I would be out and about or get an extra strong coffee for some reason out and have one or two. And I would get that feeling. It was just like the feeling of anxiety rising, because I can remember thinking, oh my gosh, in the past, I would have thought I was having a panic attack right now, or I would have thought I was getting really nervous right now. And it was the body feeling jittery for me, like caffeine jitters. So that's another way that you can feel with what we call tremors and anxiety. And even though you aren't anxious or stressed at the moment, your body could be trembling and shaking. And this is, again, another thing I get asked about, is the idea that there is nothing in particular going on. There's not a big stressful event happening. I'm not even thinking stressful things, but I'm getting that trembling, that shaking inside. And again, this can be due to your anxiety, but it is not conscious awareness of the stress. So it could be unconscious stress in our unconscious. Something could have been triggered or bubbled up. Just ride it out just as you would. The thing you don't want to do is to start to overthink it and worry about it. This is where we get in the cycle that we dig the hole deeper and deeper that we can't get out of. It feels like, oh my goodness, now I have to worry about this. Let me go Google. Let me, ask people for some reassurance, which again sets the amygdala, it sets the brain off to thinking there must be a problem. And in that case, the amygdala is alive and well and sending out more messages to the body to release more stress hormones. And that's exactly what you don't need. This is why we want to be able to ride some things out, to say, yeah, it's there. I don't like it. It feels uncomfortable, but I know that it's okay. I know I have had this before. It goes away eventually. Let me just chill in my thinking about it, because that you have control over, in my reaction to it, and I can just chill the reaction and let it ride out, which it will, which it will. That is the medicine here, because the more you think about it, the more you look for reassurance about it or for a reason that it happened, you know, that's interpreted by your brain and telling your body that there is a problem, there is danger somewhere, because you can't let it go. If you can just let it go and not care. It's when these things are happening to us and we just say, oh, yeah, I know what it is. I've had it before. I'm going to let it go. Then we can get into that place of safety and the stress hormones can stop being produced. You can relax. And it takes a while for that to all ride out through your system. It's about a minute and a half for your body to stop sending out more stress hormones once you've registered safety. But it can take 20 minutes or way longer, depending on the person, for it to all work out through your body, the stress hormones that had been released, and then to actually feel a different change in your physiology. And many people can connect their shaking with an anxious moment or event, but some report the shaking coming out of the blue. So just remember that. You don't have to know the reason for it. You may feel your shaking or your tremor much more as you are trying to settle down for meditation, let's say, or lay down to take a nap or to try to fall asleep at night, or even as you wake up in the morning. That may be when you feel it the most. That is normal. That is part of the anxiety, part of the shaking. Just don't add more to it. You have to ride out the shaking or the vibrating. As the nervous system calms down, so will the symptoms. Just as our listener, J.E., who wrote in, she was able to get her nervous system to a place where it let go of the shaking. It was no longer there. Now, this can take time, and maybe you find your shaking or your trembling comes from here and there. Maybe it's in fits and starts. It's okay. Don't be discouraged. Keep working at the relaxation techniques and calming your nervous system in the best ways that you can. So I want you to know as we finish up here that these are quite common. The shaking, the jitters, as I would have called it, the tremors, these are all common. It's part of the common symptoms of anxiety. And I don't want you to add any more worry to it, because your nervous system has got enough to handle right now as it is. So just let the knowledge of other people having this and that they've gotten over it by doing the nervous system calming protocols, as our listener and message writer put it, practices, as I sometimes say, and you're going to make your own recipe. So find the things that you will do, such as meditation, short or long, whatever you will do, your journal writing, all of the things that we talk about here that connect us to the present moment where we can register safety and we can drop the rope, we can let go. I hope this show has been helpful for you. I love being here with you, and I love hearing from you, so feel free to send your own message in. And now for today's quote. Perhaps somewhere, someplace deep inside your being, you have undergone important changes while you were sad. And that's from Rainer Maria Rilke. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.